Welcome to 50 Ways to Succeed at Work, where you hear stuff about ways to succeed even the most well-intentioned colleagues, advisors, careers officers, and HR departments may never get around to mentioning. Today's episode is about being a goal polisher, making others look good to help you succeed. As a goal polisher, you have three distinct work challenges. First, you need a purpose, a goal that inspires you or others.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
President Kennedy announced a goal in 1961 that set countless hearts racing. It was a great start, yet it wasn't enough to wind people up and point them in the right direction. Second, he had to polish the goal by saying that part of it included returning the man on the moon safely back to Earth. His third polish came when he explained to Congress that achieving this goal would need enormous resources. That part of the polishing process ensured the plan had the necessary resources to make it happen, to execute it. Much the same principles apply to goals you may set at work, either for yourself or for other colleagues. Most workplaces overflow with goals, targets, or aims. Some are handed down like tablets from heaven, and you can't easily argue about them. Others are more personal and are what you want, not what someone else wants. Polishing a goal means spending time, making sure it clearly describes the expected result. Let's call this hitting the bullseye. Is the definition of success, the bullseye, clear enough? How will anyone know that the goal has been reached? In archery, you can see whether an arrow has hit the bullseye. In your work setting, though, it may be less easy to detect whether a goal has been reached. Also, it may take careful polishing to establish how long it will take to achieve. Many otherwise competent people struggle to create a down-to-earth way to achieve their goals. A fancy name for this is execution. Think of the annual carnage of New Year's resolutions, with so many plans abandoned in the execution. Focusing on execution can help you impress people as supportive and knowledgeable. Here's how one goal-setting expert likes to describe the process.
Objectives and key results, or OKRs, are a simple goal-setting system. And they work for organizations, they work for teams, they even work for individuals. The objectives are what you want to have accomplished. The key results are how I'm going to get that done. Objectives, key results, what and how.
The how, or execution, is therefore as important as the what of the goal itself. Suppose a colleague must give a talk or make a presentation. You know what the goal is, but can you help them look good by assisting with the how part of this task, its execution? For instance, by providing them information, advice, or feedback on their performance. That way, you might help them. If you're a committed goal polisher, fight shy of the limelight too. Instead, let others shine, perhaps by publicly praising their recent successes. When you put others in the spotlight for doing well, you win people's trust and therefore indirectly help yourself. There are countless ways to help others sparkle and succeed with their goals. Start by being curious about what they want to achieve. You can move to the how, exploring their plan for execution and whether there's a more realistic route to the result, and then get them to anticipate execution problems. Making others look good through goal polishing delivers valuable mutual benefits. These include improving morale, gaining allies who support you when you need it, reducing stress, enabling a team to work more productively, and establishing good communications. Advising on goals and goal execution is a reliable way to support colleagues. Always check, though, that this is the response they want from you. Also, make sure your suggestions for improving goals focus the execution and come across as kind, helpful, and honest. Most of all, avoid trying to fix their problems with your ready-made solution. Instead, encourage them to explore new solutions for themselves. So what action am I proposing? First, making others look good at work is a no-brainer and will help your chances of success. Secondly, offer practical help, such as fresh information or resources, such as your time. And thirdly, familiarize yourself with goal-setting techniques, such as the well-known SMART goal method. The takeaway from all of this? Putting others in the limelight with goals and their execution is selfless and a sure way to win friends and influence people at work. You've been listening to an episode of Andrew's 50 Ways to Succeed at Work. For more episodes, subscribe free to my regular weekly podcasts. You can catch up on past ones at the 50ways.site, where you can also become a foundation member with access to e-learning units, transcripts, further reading links, and the forum, where you can ask questions, share problems, and join a growing community of people who seriously want to succeed at work. Thanks for listening, and bye for now, until next week.